I have the privilege of interviewing Peter M. Wheelwright, who has just come out with his debut novel, As It Is on Earth. And Peter's going to be at Johnny Cake Books on Saturday doing a book signing. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jill.
And first and foremost, I have to say that I've known Peter for a long, long time because I think I tripped over him when I moved into a building in Manhattan in 1980, I don't know what, and he had just started his architecture business, so I was a little surprised to discover that he is now an author. How did that happen?
Well, Jay, I wish I knew exactly. I have had this story, As It Is on Earth, in my head for quite a while, and it actually relates in many ways to some of the sort of aspects of my architectural practice, ideas about the environment, ideas about sort of the social matrix that conducts its affairs in the designed world as well as the natural world. So it's some of those ideas that I've thought a lot about in both my practice as an architect and my teaching as a professor of architecture have come out now in fictionalized form in this novel.
And when you say you had the story did you have it in your head for a while, or have you been working on it for a while? Like how long did it take from invention to actual book?
I was the head of the School of Architecture at Parsons in New York for about 8 years. And in 2007, I stepped down as the head and went on a year's sabbatical. And it was at that time that I began writing. So this would have been in 2007. And I was very dogged and disciplined about it. I think my training as an architect helped a lot.
I was actually going to ask that because I remember you showing me, I was always amazed at being able to draw that specifically. And you showed me how, to you, that was really not hard. And I was actually going to ask if you thought that your ability to do that translated to actually putting words.
Well, there are a couple of aspects to one's training as an architect that I think relate to this. One is one's visual sense, and one of the really nice things that has come out of all of the reviews of the book is how strong the sense of place is in the story, the descriptions. The visual conjuring of place and places in the book, I think this comes from one's training as an architect, where we're looking at stuff all the time.
Yeah, no, but observation is so key.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't know that people practice it as much as they should. It's let's just say it's a good habit to get into.
Yeah. No. Well, it's a requirement in our field of design, but there's another aspect to it as well to the business of being an architect and how it might prepare one to write a novel, and that's the kind of solitary at your desk thinking, drawing, designing time. It's very, very similar to writing at your desk in a solitary, quiet, thoughtful way. As I sort of joke to my architect pals, I no longer design buildings, I'm designing stories. And that's very much how this book felt, that I was kind of designing this thing as I went along. And even some of the architectural metaphors or tactics that we use, how do you enter the story? How do you move through it? What's its structure? These kinds of ideas that relate to architecture are also at play in the designing of a story.
Well, I think that is totally cool. Now, this is your debut novel. Do you think you're going to write another one?
Well, I'm at work on another one. It's tentatively called The Doorman, and it takes place in New York City. This new book.
It Is on Earth takes place in New England. Yes.
Yeah, As It Is on Earth basically covers a lot of territory in New England. It sort of begins in Maine, ends up in Connecticut, goes through the Plymouth Colony in between. And then it has, but it also leaps down into the Yucatan in Mexico. You know, there's something about the figure, the geography, the shape of the peninsula of the Yucatan and the shape of New England that's very similar. And they both, of course, share their fate during the Age of Discovery when the Europeans come to the New World from the Old World. So that relationship between the two sets up a kind of conversation between Mexico and New England.
And a wonderful parallel it is. You will be at Johnny Cake Books Saturday, September 22nd from 4 to 6, signing copies of As It Is on Earth. This is true?
This is true. I'll also be reading.
Okay, even better. We look forward to seeing and hearing you then again. Peter M. Wheelwright, As It Is on Earth. Peter will be at Johnny Cake Books September 22nd, which is this Saturday, from 4 to 6.